On this edition of The Good Stuff, I'm going to share something by the great Baxter Black on the edge of common sense called Hanging Out. Kim, did you pick anything out yet?
I'm working on it. Guess what's coming up on Sunday?
It wouldn't be Easter, would it?
It is.
Oh, we should be talking about the Easter Bunny, huh?
That's right.
So well, I'm going to tell you.
And other special things.
First of all, I want to tell you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. They invite you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills, some brand new things that are being promoted and some things that are coming to light. So you might want to just smash that button there for visitvalentine.org and find out 50 things and more to do here in the Valentine area. It's visitvalentine.org. Hanging Out by Baxter Black. You'll find them at the sale barn. They've got front row seat, but they ain't bought a day-old calf since Gerald Ford got beat. They gather at the farm sale, although they never bid. They'll tell you if you paid too much, and sure enough, you did. They cover all the bases, like doctors making rounds, to get each gruesome detail right, and then they meet in town at Coffee Shop Communion, where regular clientele present their unique points of view, like it was show and tell. They sift through all the gossip like judges on the bench and search to find a shred of truth among the evidence. What's happened to the country? What's wrong with the kids today? Who was the last good Democrat? How about the price of hay? They solve the world's problems, sacrificing to it, and if you ask them why, they say, someone's got to do it. Lord knows it isn't easy when mankind's gone awry, but still they toil, pausing just to take a bite of pie. They've raised their humble pastime to greatness, there's no doubt, and they deserve a black belt in the art of hanging out. A shrine should be erected in every town's cafe in honor of the miracles performed there every day. Upon this site each weekday would read the simple plaque, six deacons in their seed corn caps turn rumors into fact. It's called Hanging Out by Baxter Black.
Police have arrested a large Easter Bunny statue in Germany after homeowners reported a stalker staring in their window. Had you heard about this?
I have heard about that.
Oh, the couple contacted authorities after seeing a figure with a striking face, about 6 feet tall, peering into their house. They then described to police that the offender was wearing a yellow shirt, blue check trousers, and a green backpack. When the police arrived on the scene to apprehend the stalker, they were faced with a 6-foot statue of the Easter Bunny. One officer told us, "We took him into custody, but he hasn't said much yet." The police believe the bunny was placed outside the couple's home as a practical joke and will keep the bunny detained until his owners come and collect him. Uh-huh. They just lost their 6-foot rabbit.
Oh, no. Sermons We See by Edgar A. Guest. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely show me the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but examples always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creeds. For to see the good in action is what everybody needs. I can soon learn how to do it if you'll let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongues too fast may run. And the lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. That's from Edgar Allan Guest.
Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News for a moment. You know, Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read, and there's a good reason for it. A fresh copy of the latest news, it's packed with everything you need in the ranching publication. Stay connected, celebrate the ranching life. It's so easy to do. Just visit tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. And here's a few short things to close up the program. Don't pick a fight with an old man. If he is too old to fight, he'll just kill you.
More than likely, yeah.
And if you find yourself in a fair fight, your tactics suck.
Yeah, you didn't plan that one right.
That's right. When seconds count, the cops are just minutes away.
That's true.
Yeah. A reporter did a human interest piece on the Texas Rangers. The reporter recognized the Colt Model 1911 the Ranger was carrying and asked him, "Why do you carry a 45? The Ranger responded, "Because they don't make a 46.
And that's the good stuff.